I had to put on my new tee. My new t-shirt.
Scut them out. What is up, dorks?
What's up, dorks?
What's up, dorks?
The countdown has started. T-minus, what time is it? 7:30?
We have about 45 minutes.
No, we have 4.5 hours until my birthday.
Oh. That's what I was talking about as well.
We could start celebrating in 45 minutes. I'd be okay with that.
Okay. Well, happy early birthday.
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome.
You're stepping on my mic, bro.
Is it fucking... language.
Well, hello.
Hello.
First things first, whoever got me this awesome t-shirt, I need you to tell me because I love Scataboot.
Scataboot!
And, I mean, it could be like my dad or my brother, or it could be like a Cox family, or it could be someone that's like deep.
I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know. A lot of your family likes football. So if it's your family, thank you. If it's my family, thank you. Just reveal yourself. I would be surprised
if my family got you that for some reason.
Reveal yourself. And you think I'm skinny because you got me a small.
Yeah. Well, you are. Thanks. It fits you nicely.
Yeah, it's true. I am skinny.
It's kind of like modern. Like that shirt actually looks modern. You know?
What do you mean by that?
I don't know. I feel like people wear that in the streets. You know?
Oh, like trendy?
Trendy. That's, sorry. It's all the same.
Okay.
So what do we start off with?
Updates.
Do we not do high and lows anymore?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Here's what we're doing, though. When we do high and lows, we should just describe the high and low and not talk about it. Because I feel like we describe too little detail of the event. And then in updates, we should... In another second.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
Okay,
you
okay, feel go. Me?
Okay, go. My high was yesterday at the wedding.
What? Oh, you're going to explain later. See, but you always explain because I'm like, oh, why? Like, why was it your high?
It was just fantastic. It was a very fun time. Okay. My low was the traffic on the way back as I was flipping my lid.
He's such a baby in traffic.
I just it's don't like... know why I hate my life so much with that. Like, I literally feel like there's someone just slowly just covering my face with an air, but like a paper bag, plastic bag.
Dramatic much?
Yeah. Okay. Yours? High and low?
There's too many.
There's a lot.
There's too many. I love the wedding weekend, but I love a wedding weekend, and it's even better that it's on my birthday. I think it's really sweet that your mom got me a present and Colleen brought the happy birthday banner.
Yeah.
That was really cute.
Yeah.
Felt special.
Maybe your low was that we didn't get a dress up for Halloween.
Oh my God. Yeah, that's my low.
That's your low.
Oh.
She was very devastated about that. But we...
I love Halloween and we did not get to do it.
I understand. But we also got to do the wedding. So there's got to be some kind of trade-off.
Yeah. I still was hungover on Halloween, so it's okay.
Yeah, I mean, that counts. Ooh, I did like football, too. Anyways, we'll get into the wedding. Anyways.
Yeah.
Updates. I went to the doctor's, not the hospital. I went to the
well,
doctor's.
Well, it is at a hospital.
Yeah, because of my insides. So anyone who's keeping track.
Leonard's laxatives. A new update.
I went in to get blood work done. To get a primary provider at Mount Sinai. The whole process has been wonderful. They've been great. The doctor was like, you should stick on the low FODMAP diet. You should chug water constantly. And you should take a small bit of powder Miralax every day for the rest of your life. I was like, okay. And then she's like, you definitely need a colonoscopy. So I'm going to go get you to a gastro. And I was like, cool. But we all know that gastros take forever to get going. Like, it takes forever for those old people out there who understand. But she was like, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go down the hall. I know somebody that could book you at 1 o'clock today. Are you going to do it? and I had a meeting with my Swift network, and I had my last cross country practice. I couldn't do the colonoscopy, but I canceled both of those because it's so important to get to the gastro. So I got to the gastro. She was like, honestly, the low FODMAP diet is not a full elimination diet. You know what's bad for you already. So just avoid those. You don't have to avoid everything. And I got celiac tested and I'm good there. Colonoscopy scheduled for the new year because of my insurance. But I'm feeling better and I've making like on average 1.5 bowel movements a day.
Which is huge.
And I had a huge bowel movement today. So
let's go.
I think we're settling into something, which is exciting. That's my updates.
He's pooping.
A brother be pooping. Can we name the podcast that? A brother be pooping. Now we've been too many poop related things. There's too many poop related things. We got to move on from that.
I was going to name it Best Day Ever, aka Hasina's birthday.
I love it. I love it. That's fantastic.
Guys, I'm being facetious.
Any other updates you got?
Updates.
Internship, honestly, business, work.
Well, those are like segments. Updates are just kind of like recent, sure. Like what's going on. I don't think anything's like really. I don't really have.
Yeah,
any
it was a pretty chill
updates.
Week.
Yeah, we were basically just all week getting ready to go to the wedding.
Yep.
So that's about it.
I made a. Oh yeah, it's a sports thing. That's a sports thing. Okay, we'll continue.
Oh, my one update is that I actually, so many people of your family and my family were like, last week, sorry, everyone, that the pod came out late.
Oh, yeah, they were bummed.
Sorry. Sorry about that. I guess it didn't schedule when I said schedule. It's my bad. But everyone was like, it wasn't there when I commuted to work. And I was like, oh, my God.
It is really.
Hold the phone.
It is relieving to know that, like, people, it's almost like. This sounds like way too egotistical, but it sounds like we're almost like a reality TV show for some of those folks. Like they're like making inside jokes from stuff that we've made inside jokes from on this podcast.
Oh, yeah, we're famous. We're
and
famous.
And it honestly feels like we're famous just to like the 30 family members that listen. And well, I love it.
Evan said something so cute. We were saying bye and he was like, I don't know. I said, like, see you, like, soon or something. And he was like, well, I see you every Monday, so.
Oh, that is nice. That's nice.
I was like,
aw. That's awesome. That's great.
What the heck?
Yeah. Yeah, and Rob's just been such a, we'll talk about more about the wedding, I guess, later. But he's goated for all the things he's been saying, too.
Yeah.
Are we moving on to sports is next, usually?
Yeah.
Okay, so big fantasy football updates is Evan and I had quite the big trade. I think it's the biggest trade so far in the season through anybody is, you know, top quarterbacks and wide receivers were changed over.
Yeah, I have no idea what happened, but.
Yeah, it's a big trade. We'll see. I think we'll see. As of right now, I'm losing the battle of the trade, but we'll see. I'm still very hopeful. I get a lot of players back next week.
We're in between the five and the, no, the.
We're waiting for the Sunday night game to start. PM yeah, game. We're trying to catch it right before the Hawks play tonight.
Yes, because we can't.
There were
that.
Some crazy games today. Bengals Cincinnati, Cincinnati versus the Bears was like the first onside kick that I've seen work in a long, long time, and then they actually scored a touchdown off of
what
it.
What does that mean?
Onside kick.
Yeah.
When you know how the ball gets kicked off to the end zone to start the yeah. everything. Well, they can elect to do an onside kick where their goal is to get the ball themselves by not kicking it to the other team. But the rule is you have to kick the ball at least 10 yards.
Wait.
Okay.
You're starting with the ball. You do an onside kick, you kick it to your own people.
Correct.
And it has to be at least 10 yards.
But your own people are still on, like, just like normal on your side. That's the tricky part of an onside kick. It's a very low percentage.
So they say hike. So you have to book
no
it.
No hike.
So you
it's you're kicking it. Well, yeah, sure. Hike. Yes. Yes, hike.
So you make it to the ball.
So the
time.
Ball is like either it's kicked up super high in theory, just the best way to explain it. And then it's like a 50-50 crapshoot to whoever can grab it pretty much. But it's
oh,
like,
and they did.
And they did.
They scored on it.
Yeah, and they scored.
Got it.
Yep.
I'm there.
Yep. But then the Bears had 17 seconds with no timeouts, and they bombed one to a rookie tight end, and they scored. It was a great game. It was an amazing game. And we watched Cam Little, historical 68-yard kick. We have a new kicker record at 68 yards, which is insane.
I was going through kicker.
Yeah, you've been going through kicker pain, whatever that's called.
I was going to say depression.
Yeah, but we got you out of there. We stay with Joey Sly, and he works out for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, thank goodness.
I told Mike to play Quentin Johnson, and he scored a touchdown. I told Mike to play Evan McPherson, and
I told really well. Tim that he should just not play a couple players. Well, actually,
for your birthday.
Terry said, right. Yeah, for my birthday, but he said no, and as
that's
of
karma.
Now,
that's what it is.
Knock on wood.
Straight up
I'm
karma.
Still okay.
Yeah, so. I mean, if Deebo Samuel scores 70 points, like you're pretty solid. So that's it. Oh, and then we played football ourselves.
Yeah. The rest of our segments can just tie right in. But
okay. So now it's like everything just goes to wedding weekend. Now.
Yeah, I guess because
did we have anything artsy? No, it's just wedding weekend.
No, we
now.
Spent 4 days. In
okay,
New
so
Jersey.
Now we're gonna just tie right into the wedding weekend, just because there's so much that happened.
We're gonna just go ahead and tie right into the wedding weekend.
Do we just want to walk through everything from like top to bottom, or do we want to like talk about
to
highlights?
Like tie right into the wedding weekend?
Yeah. Sorry, tie right in.
Making fun of you.
That's okay.
Okay.
I love it when you make fun of me.
Well, I was going to... Okay. Yeah, but sure.
Do what you were thinking, because it's your birthday. You can do whatever you want.
Oh. Wow. As if I don't already. Laugh. So they don't think I'm crazy. Laugh so they don't think I'm a crazy girlfriend.
Sorry.
What was I saying? Oh, I was just going to say sports-wise... I was just going to be silly and gloat about my arm on the beach.
Dude.
Because I think NFL should call me when
honest
they're
down. Honest to God, highlight of the football two games that we
flocka.
Played. We are down, is fourth down when we had like 20 yards. There's fourth
this?
And 20.
Okay, wait. For record, for reference, it's like 4v4.
Right.
Me,
sorry.
Evan, Leonard.
Jack.
And Jack, his little 10-year-old cousin. And then...
Yeah.
On the other team was Jack's dad, Leonard's uncle Rob, and then TF and Sophie and like his mom or something. It's like four of okay.
Four
so, and we're
four.
Playing on the beach and like
right.
just a little section, and that's what okay.
It's
go.
Like you know the movie Scooby Doo where it's like slow motion, they're throwing the frisbee, and it's just like they're all laughing in the wind and the sun. It's like everyone's come together and it's fun. That's how I envisioned what we just did on the beach. Just for the record, continue.
No, but you were, I was just telling them like where we were.
No,
they don't, you're explaining it like we're on the NFL turf and we are not.
I
but
see.
Go ahead.
Okay. So it's like
fourth
and 20.
20.
And it's a tight game. We're down by one touchdown and we're on like kind of next touchdown wins. It's like, but not, anyways, it's close. It's close. And I've been throwing a lot. I've been doing a lot, but it wasn't going to happen. Evan and I definitely needed to both go out as wide receiver so that way we had the best chance of scoring a touchdown far away. So I give the ball to Solo. I say, Solo, we're going to do a tip drill. It's called, we're going to do tips. So I need you to...
Which I actually know what it
right.
was.
Yeah. I need you to throw it to me short of the end zone, but high. Like lob it up high. And then I'm going to tip it over my head and ideally over the defenders to Evan in the end zone. And obviously, the percentage of that working would probably be like 1 in 3,500. But she's got a cannon. She threw it deep, right on the money, high. I jumped high up, hit it up, right into the breadbasket of Evan's arms. It
yeah,
literally
it was awesome.
Could not have been better. It
I
was
felt
a cool
awesome.
Play. And Rob's going to listen to this, and he's probably going to be like, play action, pass interference or something. He'll say something.
That's
I don't
true.
Know. But anyways, it was a great time. We had a fantastic time. We played 2 days of football with a bunch of family members, and the girls all are fantastic. They have arms, they can run, they can catch. I was very impressed.
Yeah.
Yep. So that's yeah. that's the football sports
got,
segment.
Got awoken at 7 a.m. by some
yes.
foghorns and
yep.
yelling that it was football time, which
yep.
was just amazing to hear.
If
hungover.
You need a summary of how my family rolls,
That's it.
How it rolls. We don't usually get up early, but we will get up early and obnoxiously for football.
Yeah.
And it was fun. It was so fun, for me at least.
I think it was fun.
Yeah.
But I didn't play for the whole hour.
No,
I just...
yeah, you did what you needed to do. It's good.
It's true.
To the wedding.
Okay, so
we ride up with Mike and Frank
yeah,
in their car.
when? Friday morning.
Friday morning.
We go up. It's like 3 hours away. It was a stressful
morning, though, because the landlord comes in while we're trying to bake cookies and like pack and everything. And I'm like naked still, like sleeping in the bed.
Yeah, it's like 9 a.m.
Not even.
The radiators are on.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to do a million things because I wanted to leave the house clean. I wanted to like bake cookies to bring something to the Airbnb because normally when we go to Seattle or something, both Colleen and your mom like host to the most. Like they make food and and I was like, okay, well, we're the closest people.
Right, so
like
probably host
I should probably bring like something.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the landlord, like the Greek guy from downstairs. The thing is,
there is no real landlord in our building. It's owned by 13 different people.
I don't know. This man who talks way too loud and smells like smoke
all the time
knocked on our door. Yeah. And I was like, hello. And he was like, my wife is downstairs. Is there water on? Something's leaking. There's a bunch of water. Oh, and I was like, no. Mind you, the sink was on and overflowing because I left it on. But I don't think it was that.
It was overflowing?
Yeah, to like the back of the sink.
Bro, that's totally why it was leaking.
But like, was it?
I thought it was the radiator.
Well, maybe.
Well, the radiator just emits a lot of condensation.
But there was nothing on the floor. It was just on the back of the sink and it was just a little bit.
Oh. When you mean overflowing, you don't mean like the whole thing was filled with water.
No.
Okay, you just mean it spilled over. Okay.
The thing was like, yeah. The spout
overflowing is the wrong word to use when we're talking about a leak.
Well, the spout was like hitting a bowl and the bowl had filled up and it was like right at the top. And then whatever. He like kept asking me to come in the house and I was like, I don't.
No, you're not coming in the house.
I want you in the house.
No. Yeah.
And then he just like stormed away angry and we haven't really seen him since. But it pissed me off because I burned the cookies. And Leonard was literally like in bed doing work. And so like,
I
was
write like, a bunch of emails and stuff.
What's going on? No one's, I can't be dealing with this Greek man.
Yeah. Anyway, so it was a rough morning, but then we get to Mike and Frank's and then there's a lovely little car ride over to New Jersey.
Yeah. Frankie like chased down an Amazon truck to get her wedding dress. That's right.
Yes, she did.
Wedding guest dress.
Yes. While we hung out with Marty. It was about a 3.5 hour drive there.
Yeah. Easy.
The town we arrived in just felt like, I keep calling it like a ghost town. It felt like almost eerie empty because it's a summer town. It's like right on the ocean. Beach is pristine and there's just like condos and hotels everywhere.
Yeah, it's definitely the off season because it's cold now.
Like there's no real like, there's like not a, like a mall. There's not any crazy. It's literally just houses and condos.
Well, there is. You just have to like drive down the road a little.
But the town that we were in, I'm just saying was like, it felt that way.
Okay.
We didn't really explore it. But anyways.
And we didn't go into like town. We were just on the
edge. We also didn't see like any people or any cars. Like we were just playing in the street like all the time. There was just like no one around.
It's true. It was a little deserted because it's the off season, but I think what made it, well, we were talking about this, what made it crazier is that we come from the city.
Right.
And then we go out there and it's like quiet and no one's walking.
Right.
Even when we got back today, I was like, whoa.
Yep.
There's a lot happening.
Night and different. Yeah. Night and day. I loved the place though. I mean, it was like really beautiful, sunny weather, windy on the first day. Second day was amazing.
And your mom got a beautiful Airbnb. Beautiful like every Airbnb. Couple had their own room and had great downstairs.
Played some board games. Watched baseball, hung out, chatted.
Went to the welcome dinner. That was lovely.
Welcome dinner was great. Open bar, we drank wine and booze and
pizza
now that I could,
and meatballs and
now that I could eat without really stressing. It was a lot happier.
That was
for
so
me.
Sweet. Like the welcome dinner.
It was.
Being like groom side and then like the after, like that's.
And we really talked to everyone a pretty solid amount. I felt like
I finally met your cousins, Jack and Kylie.
Yeah.
And Rob. We had seen Rob and Carrie. I keep wanting to say Kelly. It's not.
Yeah,
it's Rob
and Carrie. Yeah.
At Evan's wedding, right? They came, but
just for a short time.
But this time we really hung out with
that family a lot. And it was fun. I really enjoyed their kids. And Rob's still a kid at heart, you could tell. You know, he loves the sports and
Jack loves you. And Rob just has energy. He's just going.
Yeah, I'm playing Rob in fantasy this week, and we were talking trash. But I'm going to knock on this wood real quick, but I think I got him. He tried to make a ballsy last-minute trade last night that pissed me off. But
It's true.
It's legit. It's just frustrating. It's against me, but hey.
No, whatever. Yeah. Wedding weekend was good. Welcome after the welcome dinner. Yeah, we played this new board game called So Clover. It was kind of fun. So Clover,
yeah.
It's kind of like code names and...
Do you know what we should have done? We should have listened to Evan's four-leaf clover song whilst playing So Clover.
Wow.
You know the...
Meta.
Four-leaf clover, four-leaf clover. If you haven't listened to it, Spotify, EVX. Four-leaf clover. That's my... It's my personal favorite of his.
Not Boat in the Bahamas.
No. That's like an overplayed one on the radio at this point. At this point, it's just like, I've heard Bill Nuh Bahamas so many times. And it's not fair because I was also on the couch while he was making that one. And that was like, I was involved a tiny bit in that, but I heard it so much while I was working on it. So I think I've overheard Boat in the Bahamas.
Yeah, the food was fantastic. Food family, was fantastic. Nana and Grandpa looking spiffy.
Yeah.
Stepping out. Go to bed, wake up. It's wedding weekend. It's like wedding day.
We did the football thing. Then a great breakfast. Snips and snaps. Oh, yeah, no.
First we went to Jellyfish Cafe.
Jellyfish Cafe.
That was so good.
I personally had their special, which was a blueberry fritter French toast.
Which was fantastic.
Phenomenal French toast. Oof, I would still say that gluten-free French toast we had was really good, but I also hadn't had a good French toast in a long time. So I don't actually know which one's...
You're torn. My goodness.
The way you looked at me when you said that was like so serious.
I've never seen you like this.
I am torn. I don't know which one was better there. Definitely different. Totally different, but very good. Both of them were very good. That was great. Your eggs were good. Cheese omelet.
It was like the perfect breakfast diner.
Yep.
Because the proportions were not... First of all,
absurd.
I saw $9 for like the whole entree and I was like, yep.
Yeah,
sold.
It's cheaper.
Sold.
I mean, New Jersey, but it's also an expensive town, but yeah.
I don't know. Not, I feel like that's...
Maybe not. Yeah, maybe it's normal.
Girl, it's like 15 for two eggs and toast over here that are like overall, tiny. But
overall, the waitress was very nice. The food was fantastic. The venue was nice. And I would give that a solid 8.9 out of 10, in my opinion. I think the only reason it wasn't quite there... Was, I mean, I'm not just going to write a big brag about the toast. It was very good. I'm just not saying it was like, I didn't really get the fritter part of it. It was like just blueberry French toast, you know, but it was good. I wanted the fritter part. I didn't get that.
What makes a fritter a fritter?
I don't know. I was thinking of an apple fritter donut thing, right? And I figured that I would get some kind of... I don't know what makes it a fritter.
I don't think they're going to glaze it. I think they're going to put it.
I'm not thinking of
a
glaze, but I'm thinking the interior of like an apple fritter has this kind of, I don't know what makes a fritter a fritter.
I think it had that. It was just egg. Maybe it
did.
Yeah,
maybe it did. And I just suck. And I don't know. Maybe I should get it like at 9.8 then because everything was really good about that place. I enjoyed it. Prices were
anyways, shout out to that Airbnb host who put it in their pamphlet because that's how I found it.
And
it was awesome.
Then we... Got back.
Yeah, then football. Then we took a nap. Well, I took a nap. You did. And I wake up and I'm like starting to do my hair. And all of a sudden I hear Leonard go like, yeah, no, she can do it like so well, dude. Like first she starts on like a C chord and then she goes to like this G chord or something. And like, I don't know the way she does it. Like she just times it perfectly with your breath. And she like does something with this chord. And it's like, whoa, it's like... It puts you in a trance. Like I was doing it with her and it was really working. And then Evan's like hypnosis, blah, blah. He's like, yeah, a little, but it's like not.
I was talking to my brothers about how Solo's music therapy is real.
And I was like listening upstairs. I am nosy.
You were eavesdropping?
Yeah. I'm just gonna, yeah, that's what it was.
I heard my name
and I was like, I wanna see how he explains this.
I explained it very well.
You did. It was excellent.
I know.
Proud of you.
Thank you. I got to rep the music therapy properly.
No, for real. But then I went down. But it was just cute. That's my internship update that they were really interested
then
in.
Then we got a...
And it's not hypnosis because we've gotten lectures on how to combat that if a patient asks. So it's not hypnosis.
Okay. Ooh.
Just so everyone knows.
Okay.
In case Mount Sinai is listening.
Close call.
However, I don't know. FaceTime me and
sure. We'll
do a little induction.
Okay, then we go to the wedding.
We look awesome.
Yeah, we look great.
Yeah.
Check out the pictures on the Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
We look good.
And then we had like, well, we went right to the ceremony, which was gorgeous. It was like this open that's what it was.
Yeah, first thing right to the ceremony.
With a bunch of windows.
For the record, the people that are getting married are my cousins. It's my cousin, Emily.
Oh, yeah.
On my mom's sister's daughter. My mom's sister's daughter. My cousin.
Yeah.
Right.
And her now husband,
and they
Steven.
Live in the Upper East Side. They're great people. They're lovely people.
Yeah, we've been out. We went out to Figelia with them and Frankie and Mike.
It's really nice.
Anyways, Emily looked absolutely breathtaking. Loved her dress.
It was the first time, I told you this, but it was the first time where I like, I was just like, well, it was a really nice dress. I don't know why. It's nice.
Okay, I guess you like a ball gown.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just getting older and I just like appreciate the wedding aspect of everything. And I don't know.
It was also like the first one where you were
not in
older
it.
And not in it.
Yeah, I think the fact that I wasn't in it, maybe I could just like absorb the wedding more. It's true. It's true.
Yeah. I love that moment when the bride comes out and everyone's like,
you see some tissues come out.
Oh, yeah. And
it's lovely.
But Steven was cool as a cucumber.
Yeah, he was. He was just cool, man. Cool guy.
He's so cool.
Ceremony was lovely. So I'm not going to touch up on the interruption just because I don't want to harp on the negative.
No, it was great. Just.
It was just like
it was amazing.
Yeah,
and it was so cute.
Yeah.
And they had a violinist playing with a backtrack.
And it sounded really nice.
It did. It
sounded really, really nice.
I think I need to start capitalizing off of that.
I think that's a really good idea.
Start making my own backtracks. And I can play. Who needs four musicians when I have a million on my tracks?
It's a great idea. It's a really, really good idea. I can probably mix them together pretty easy.
Dude, honestly,
that's our business. That's our business right there. I'll mix up the tracks. And
everyone loves looking at a cellist too. They're like, oh, cello.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
Yeah, and then we went downstairs and there was like a jazz duo. That was lovely. I loved the music of this wedding.
Yeah, it was very classy.
Yes, and cocktail hour had so much food. And it was like
we thought that
good
was the dinner.
Food.
Yeah, there was like.
I didn't.
I did, but there was like
Leonard's
steak,
eating like
shrimp.
A little plate of pasta. Like really good sausage, butter, basil pasta.
And I could eat it.
And I was like, I was like, we still have dinner. He's like, what?
I was like, I do not want to eat the dinner.
We have dinner?
I do not want to eat the dinner. I have eaten enough. I just had like a bunch of waffles and chicken and.
Yeah, they had bacon wrapped scallops. They had like the biggest,
shrimp,
I mean, right by the ocean. But
steak, pork, pasta.
What were they cutting in the corner? Was that pork?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I don't.
Yeah, I didn't go
over
for that.
To
yeah, I didn't go
cutting
over for that
station.
Either. Anyway, so that was good.
So
and then,
yummy. Great
we
little
go back
cocktails.
Upstairs.
And then we had dinner. We made
for
a
dinner.
TikTok with.
Is that are we gonna post that too?
Yes.
Is it posted already?
No.
Okay.
But I'm gonna.
So check out the TikTok. It was.
It'll be on Instagram.
It was interesting. It was funny. My parents also. Are you gonna post my mom and dad's too?
No.
You should post theirs. Theirs funny. They tried doing one. It was funny. Dinner was good. I gave like three dinners away pretty much.
I ate like two cavatappelli.
You're looking at the wrong
the
person.
The curly pasta noodles. Cavatappelli.
Yeah, you did go in on that.
Cavatappelli. Yeah, it was awesome. Their dances were so cute. The speeches were awesome. Joe's was like a comedy special.
Joe Jr.
Yeah.
Yeah. Joe was like, when you
well,
could
even
see,
Joe
when you see
Sr.
someone starting to pace, like he's on a, like a stage.
Oh, he was pacing.
You know, he's like locked in.
Yeah.
He's locked.
Oh, so cute. Yeah. So cute. And then we had the best time ever dancing. I love
really
when
did.
Your grandpa gets on a dance floor.
Yeah.
Like, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Bob
wow.
Rossini, that dude just gets down and everyone loves him for it.
Like, wow.
And for the record, I've said this to her many times, but I think this dress that she was wearing was the best that she's ever worn, and she looked phenomenal.
He loved my one shoulder do.
I just love a little bit of clavicle, just a little bit, not a lot. It's good stuff. Very well done. And the hair up is also good for me sometimes too.
You just like unwrapping presents.
Yeah.
You like the challenge. I feel like when I wear a dress that's like just normal, like sleeves, it's like there's shoulder and clavicle and arm, and you're like, oh, it's like there.
Sure.
Oh, Is this not what you feel?
I don't know. You're thinking way deeper than I'm thinking.
Oh, okay. You just thought I was pretty. Perfect.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Oh, perfect.
Yep. But we danced like no one's business. There was an old person that wanted to roofie me.
Oh, my God. This old lady wanted Leonard. Like, bad.
It was really weird. I felt so uncomfortable.
And I don't blame her, because if a man is moving his hips like Leonard does on the dance floor, like, that's just a mating call. Like, that is a bird. And all the female birds are like, oh my gosh, I want that. And I get it.
But you've got it.
It's true. Well, your These mom said that Emily was like, everyone was asking Emily about you three, and she had to be like, no, oh no, they're all spoken for.
Yeah.
Like, who wants my man? That old lady.
She gets a little jealous. Solo gets a hair jealous, which I kind of find cute. As long as it's not like, it's not really brutally jealous. It's like a soft fake. Jealous.
It's fake.
Yeah, it's not fake though. There was this one time, an extremely old woman at a airport gave me a water. She was the cashier, okay. And I tried using EBT. Okay. I tried using EBT. I'm gonna mention it one more time, and it didn't work. So I put the water back, and she's like, "It didn't work." I was like, "No," and she's like, "Just have it. It's okay." I was like, that's so nice. And it was like this really big water bottle. I was like, I've never bought a water bottle before. And then she gave it to me, and I texted her, and I was like, this old lady just gave me a water bottle. It was so sweet.
You didn't say old, though.
My God. I said old. I guarantee you I said old. And I said it to you many times after it, too. And I was like, you're really jealous of an old lady.
And I said no.
Nope. You did not say no. You're like, yes. I don't know who she is. That's what you said to me, word for word. I'm just saying, she seriously does get jealous. But that's okay. We're going to move on.
Okay. But not so much anymore, because I live with you now. But that was like peak distance. Right.
That's true.
And also, we were like kind of brand new.
Yeah, but I mean, we're talking like 75. Anyways, back to the wedding. She was probably like, what, 50? 50? Would you say 50 on the nose?
I'm not about to guess.
I have no
27.
Idea.
But 27. 27 like, and yeah, not a day older.
I agree. 27. I was dancing real well, all sexy-like. And then she was like,
I wish I would.
You need to get in the circle.
More.
And she was like tapping me on the shoulder. You're like, get in the circle. Go dance. Can you show me? Like, show me. And she, like, usually I would just like laugh it off. Like, oh. And then I did like a little dance. And then she's like, no, do it. Do it now. Like, do it. She's like, no, dance right now in front of me.
And she said, drop it down right here. And then at one point, he went in the circle and she tapped. She looks at me. She's like, see, I told you. I told you. And I was like, told me what? I know he can do that. Yeah, you even did the worm.
I did. Was it good? I honestly haven't seen myself do the worm. And I've only done it like twice in my life.
You did it like just briefly enough that it was like
fine.
Good. Okay. Yeah.
Dancing was fun. Then cake was
okay. Their cake was phenomenal.
Cake was really good.
So good. Like whoever picked that cake, really good. And the DJ.
DJ did well.
Maybe one of the best DJs I've seen at a wedding.
There was only
ever.
Like one or two transitions that I was like, let's move on from this song. What are we doing here? But other than
not
that,
me.
Yeah.
I liked every single one.
Good. Well.
And I think it was like chapel.
And she
to
was a
like,
woman, which is exciting for a lot of people.
Are you one of those people?
I'm excited that she was a woman, yeah.
Why does that matter?
I don't know. In my brain, I'm not picturing a DJ as a woman usually. But now I am. Stereotypes are just broken open from this wedding is all.
Okay.
You don't yell at me.
I'm not saying anything.
So that was good. Cake was good. I was so tired of drinking like rum and cokes. That I was just like, it's too sugary, but I don't want to drink beer. So I was like, I'm just going to move to just rum. And I don't think I'll ever do Coke again. I'll just have rum.
Oh, good. I was worried.
I mean, honestly, what's more unhealthy? Coke or rum? I'm dead serious. Which one will kill you faster?
Definitely Coke.
I honestly think Coke is the answer to that. I'm not even joking. Because I'm not drinking rum every day. But Coke does more work to you. I feel, oh God, it's deceiving. Anyways.
That's the bad thing about cocaine.
And we danced our shoes off till we went home, watched the end of the LA Dodgers game.
I do not know where my flip-flops went.
Oh, that's right. You put flip-flops on.
I hope I have my heels.
You do. Okay. I saw them in the bag.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I don't. I was drinking like it was my birthday, so.
Almost like it was.
Yeah. And then, it was so much fun. I feel like there's more to be said, but I don't.
I think we're doing a good job here. I think we're moving on just like as we need to watch the Seahawks game in time. The Bills won, which is exciting, against Kansas City. Go Bills.
Go Bills.
Go Bills. Scott, whoa!
Yeah.
Then we played football at 8 a.m. in the morning. We covered that already.
And then there was like a thank you breakfast.
That was an interesting one. But I don't think we have to get into that. Just because the whole cranberry or whatever, the pomegranate, and then we had to leave quickly. And it's just hectic in my eyes.
Yeah, but like it's always going to be leaving. But
yep.
Shout out to a lot of people. Shout out to Mike and Frankie for driving us and being our chauffeurs.
Yeah.
And shout out to
Rob.
Honestly, Rob. He brought the energy.
Rob always brought the energy.
And their family.
Yep. Their whole family was really exciting. Love them. I'm so happy to hear that Carrie's healthy again and
all that. Yeah, I forgot to talk to her about like books and stuff. She's the one that gave me those books. And I didn't even talk to her about it.
Yeah.
I kind of felt bad this morning. We were like talking a little bit, but I was so dead on at 8 a.m.
I don't think anyone's really like, expecting to be able to like chat after a big long drinking session.
Oh, they don't. They were fine.
Well, they don't drink.
So but I was like, oh, God.
They're aware of it.
We got home and I was like, I'm so sorry.
Yeah. I also.
Shout out to Sophie playing football like a boss.
She did unbelievable in her progression from when she started to where she got.
Quick learner.
I literally think she played like Puka Nacua and Terry was Devontae Adams.
Dream team.
It wasn't CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens. It was
I hear
Puka
wedding
Nacua
bells.
And George. Oh, boy.
Sorry, no, sorry, that's not a. I'm
you take
just,
that
I'm,
back.
It's just because it's wedding weekend. Like, get it? Like, it. You get it? Like, it ties in. And it's funny because you compared them to two boys. No? Okay, well, sorry. Anyways, shout out to TF for proposing family ski trip.
Oh my God.
Excited if that happens.
Oh, yeah. That's going
to
be super fun.
Shout out to Evan and Colleen. Colleen brought me a banner for my birthday.
Yep.
And it was awesome.
Yep.
And Evan always celebrates any win with me.
Yes.
I don't really remember what the win was, but
I think,
we won.
What's the word empathetic that we've been using recently?
Yeah.
I don't think there is a more empathetic human than that guy. He will take any emotion into himself.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing.
Well, I had a supervisor once that said, your greatest strength is also your greatest weakness.
Holy shit. That could not have been better said.
So.
Oh my God.
Because I left.
That's the first time that one of those stupid cheesy quotes actually makes sense.
Yeah, it'll
wow.
change your life.
Evan's going to call me after this. He's going to be like, holy Hasina.
Yeah. Well,
he's gonna call
I was...
you. He's not even gonna call me. He's gonna be like, play those G and C.
No, I love. First of all, there's a bug on the ceiling.
No.
Second of all,
oh,
I love.
That'll go away.
Like getting to talk to your brothers more because it's past like, who are you? And it's more like, how's life going? Yeah. And I think that's really fun.
It was really sweet. Evan was like, yeah, she's family now. And I was like, oh.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's nice.
Wait, cute guys. Thanks. Yeah.
It was nice.
No, I always feel accepted by the Cox family.
Yeah.
Which is lovely.
And the Russini family.
Oh, of course.
Because we're going to Thanksgiving there.
It's true.
And then we had...
No, but I was going to say, I was like torn apart by a session and the supervisor was like, no, like, don't even worry because your greatest strength or your greatest weakness is your greatest strength. And we just like spent a long time talking about how like you have to, it's like Superman and Kryptonite. You have to like hone in. What that strength is, so that way, like, when it could be your weakness, it's like not. But that doesn't like just happen in a day.
Mm.
And it's always changing.
Yep.
Because we're always changing.
I love that. Everything's happening.
Okay, thanks. That was my philosophical moment.
I love it. I also want to mention that if you missed it, we posted the Q&A podcast. If you haven't heard that, go ahead and take a listen.
Oh,
we apologize for the quality. We thought it'd be funny to record in the car with the camera.
We're sorry there's no audio. There's no video. My phone stopped recording.
Yeah. So We're going to do more Q&As in the future. We're just not going to do them in the car. We might do like an interactive live situation. We're going to figure that out. But just if you have questions for now, just text me or Hasina or DM
us. We have an email in our link tree in our bio.
You can do any of those. If you just have a generic question, we'll just add a segment after every episode's ending to fill your questions and answer them as best we can.
Yeah.
I also want to shout out to the man who gave us $100.
Ooh.
Frankie Piccolo for toilet paper. We do need to shout out Frankie and Madi.
Oh my God, I forgot about that.
Did Madi take Frankie's last name? Frankie, Madi Piccolo sounds right. I don't think. Madi Vale.
I don't think she took.
I don't know. I don't think anyone takes anyone's name anymore. And it's very disappointing.
We like ours, so.
I hate that a little bit, but that's okay. Anyways, thank you. We haven't bought the toilet paper yet, but the way I'm going at pooping with the laxatives every day, that it's money will be spent very quickly. So I appreciate the $100
not
donation.
Not to say a TMI, but our toilet paper ply quality
0.5.
It's not even
a full ply.
Because I was too short and I reached the wrong toilet paper when I bought it myself. So
yeah. So
that's on me.
That $100 will go to Charmin Ultra Soft.
Absolutely.
And this is not sponsored.
But it could be.
But it could be. Charmin, this is for you. Honest to God, we should have reached out to Charmin for this whole month of my bowel movement story.
I don't know if they want to promote that.
I honest to God think that we could get sponsored by.
Well, I'm going to try and wrap this up so you can edit before the Hawks are on. But
I'm just going to edit after the Hawks just in case.
What?
You're right. Maybe not. I don't know. I'll figure it out.
But I wanted to say a preemptive thank you for all the birthday wishes that I've already gotten and I will get because it's all going to be from family and friends listening to this. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I love my birthday, but mostly because people text me that haven't texted me in forever.
I love that.
So.
And.
Thank you.
Keep up on the Instagram story because apparently I've been overhyping Hasina's gift. So you can judge yourself.
I think
yourself.
I guessed it today, guys. I guessed it.
You can judge yourselves.
I think I guessed it.
If I
did, I'm really excited. And if I didn't, we might just have to get it anyways. Because that sounds awesome.
I'm not going to say anything and I'm not going to do any facial expressions. So thank you again. Seriously, everything that you say to us, at least this is just for me, I get like the best feeling ever.
Yeah, no, it's
that
awesome.
That you say that you love the podcast and you listen and then you like quote it to us. I like almost.
Yeah. Like Rob said, snips or snaps this snips weekend. Snaps and Litter was like, what?
So happy. It's just, it makes me, this whole thing, this whole podcast has been just fantastic. I feel emotional about it, to be honest. It's just been such a fun ride. And it's not even over. I'm just saying it's been really fun.
You know, we almost hit our 6-month mark living in New York.
Is that real?
Maybe. Or I'm just bad at math.
That's bad math. There's no way we're hitting 6 yet.
I guess September, October. Oh. No, we're not.
We haven't even hit 4 yet, I don't think.
Okay.
August, September, October.
Never mind,
we're just
excited.
Hitting 4.
Okay, sorry.
But I appreciate the 6. I'm Solo.
And it's my birthday.
And I have I'm going to have a great birthday because my boyfriend
is going to buy me a bunch of food tomorrow at Bryant Park Winter Village and we're going to have the best day ever. Yay.
And he got me a very special gift that can be returned at Amazon at the Staples 5 minutes away.
I rhymed and I finished it. Now you messed it up. Oh, you did.
NYC.